Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got live on Facebook. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And today on the conversation, I want to get into Christine Gillibrand, a Democrat New York presidential candidate, a woman who says that she is doing so absurd. She's like horrible in 2020 Democratic primaries because of, you guessed it, gender bias. So is she admitting Democrats are sexist? Wow. I want to get into also Bill Nye, the science guy. Bill. Because, you know, we're all going to die because we need to realize that the earth is on effing fire. You know, because he's a real scientist. When you have people that really have lots more knowledge than him in earth sciences and have PhDs and stuff, and guess what? They don't believe in this global warming crap. Oh, wow. A poll in 6 key battleground states is showing that Trump is winning with the workers, because they're seeing more money in their paychecks. Yeah. Democratic presidential hopeful Cory Booker has come out again to CNN saying that offering thoughts and prayers to gun crime victims is BS. And at the same time, you know, like politicians that are offering their thoughts and prayers, they're not doing enough. They're not taking away the guns from the good people to stop crimes from the bad people. I want to get into that. Also, there's questions that Kavanaugh, the new Supreme Court justice, is going too left on some issues.
Rush and Sean Hannity think that it's because of what he went through his confirmation.
And there's some people say that because what he went through his confirmation, that he has balls to stand up, and he may, you know, I want a Supreme Court justice that's going to be middle of the road. It's not going to be 100% left or 100% right. Now, if there's like 10 more hearings and everything is all left, then I'm going to question it.
Yeah.
But, you know, right now,
Did you hear about the U.S. soccer woman, Megan? Whatever her
last okay,
name.
Go ahead.
They're going to the World Cup, and she's kneeling for the anthem, and she has reported it's an FU to Trump, and she's never going to sing the American anthem again.
And that's just bull crap. Also, I was at I was in Fort Wayne at a mall, and I went to a hemp store. And when I was there, I was talking to, I'm a talker. When you're on tour, there's an old saying on tour that a stranger is the best friend you haven't met yet. And I was talking to him, and I'm like, I was told that you can't sell the flower, you have to get rid of it. And I guess it's either June 1st or July 1st. I think it's July 1st. All CBD flower is going to be banned in Indiana. I'll explain why that is and go into that more in depth, because it does kind of make sense. I don't agree with it, but it does kind of make sense. So I'm going to get into that and also some stuff with Manchester United. So I'm going to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And today, I got a kick in the gut today, because I think one of the greatest moments ever on TV history was when Tim Conway did the dentist skit. And let me see here. I'm pulling a tooth. P-U-P-P-U-L-L-P-U-T-O-O. Okay, and he takes a needle on Novocaine. That has to be one of the greatest skits of all time on TV. Like when he did Dorf on Golf, all the Dorf on videos, like the racing, and they were hilarious where he'd try to play golf. And
I've never known him to do something that wasn't funny. Any skit, any movie.
It's sad because the people that were, because we're losing a genre of people that were funny. That it wasn't, they didn't have to use their body, they didn't have to sell them, you know.
Yeah.
It was just
true comedy.
True comedy. And it was hopeless, and it's just, it is great. And when they did the airport skit, that was, it's just, and to think about it, he started in the Carol Burnett show, I believe it was 75 and only went till 78. He was on it before that, but he was only a regular cast member full time from 75 to 78. But he was on it before that. Not like he was, that was his first time on the show. He was done, he did it before, but being a full time cast member was starting in 75, and
he was fun.
He was just incredible. And you know, we're losing one of the greats, and
Doris Day,
yeah, that's, it's just incredible. I mean,
okay, Sarah.
But it's just one of those things that, you know, I say this all the time. You never know when. Tomorrow's not guaranteed, folks. Today is gone. What have you done? What have you done? I mean, I've gotten a lot of stick from this because I have a book of poetry, and I've, somewhere I have it typed up. I had it on like a web, like on Lulu.com or something where I did my cookbook, and but I just need to have it. I'd love to have someone that could Grammarly do it because I don't know how to, because it's just kind of written, and I'd have to go through it to find out what did I say, what did I mean. And one of the quotes that I've gotten so much stick from that 97 book that I started, a poetry, it was, every day we live is one day closer to the day we die. And, you know, and that's why I care so much about this country and everything, because I see it dying. I see there's no heart anymore. I mean, like I was talking to a girl at work today, and she went to the, well, my back hurts, we need to exercise more. I'm like, I had a pedometer on myself, and walking to that kitchen, I put in 5 to 7.5 miles every day on my body. That's why they knew when I'm having problems that it's not just me. It's not a lack of exercise. You know, that there's something majorly wrong. And of course, I see a muscular dystrophy specialist. I have a myopathy. And, you know, I'm like, you probably put in 5-6 miles. You probably put more exercise on your body than most people. And I have so many people that are like, oh, we just need to do this. Or just my brother. Oh, well, you have a problem swallowing? You just need to chew more. Chew more. Wait a minute. Chew more? Never had to chew more in his life. Oh, just chew more. You'll be fine. Couldn't keep down a hot now hamburger. Went to an urgent care place. So what do you take for acid reflux? What do you mean? I have acid reflux. No, I don't. Yeah, you do. You have major, do you even know what's going on here? And of course, his wife comes in and goes, man, you have stage 3 esophageal cancer. They didn't. Just chew more? That's our healthcare system. Just walk more. Just do more. No one cares. Just walk. Just chew more. You'll be fine. And we lost them. I did the hospice care, which was harder than heck. But we have this notion in this country that people, oh, don't worry, someone else will do it. The government's going to fix everything. Don't worry. Government's going to, don't worry. Oh, no. We all have brothers and sisters. You know, like a guy said on tour one time, buddy, let me tell you something. A stranger at a Grateful Dead concert is just the best friend you haven't met yet. And that's why I try to befriend people and try to be there. You know, because I'm nothing without God, you know. And, you know, and you look at and I might do this. This is just a little thing I planned on doing before I got into the full conversation, but I don't know when I'm going to do it, but my one doctor, he's like, man, people just need to hear your story. You know, the way we, because me and my doctor, my local doctor, and my doctor in Indianapolis, my specialist, we're like tight, you know. And my local doctor, I've been seeing him since I was like 20, and he's like, people need to hear your story, because, you know, just need to hear it, you know, what you've been through and how you're diagnosed and all this stuff. And I might do a Facebook Live sometime and you know, and set it up, and, you know, like on this day, you know, like in like 3 weeks, I'm going to do it, and then set it and have it be totally separate. It's not going to be a weekly conversation. It's going to be my story. And, you know, my people, you know, probably be on my support group page, and I'll have them, you know, but because my doc's like, people need to hear your story. And, you know, I see so many people just want to give up, and you try not to, and you try to keep going and doing it. So we'll see. I'll keep you updated if I do that, when I do it, whatever. So if you want to tune in, or if you know anyone that, but we have this Democrat presidential hopeful, Democrat, who's a female, Kristen Gillibrand, a Democrat from New York, who's a presidential candidate, who said she's not doing well in the polls because of, oh, could that be, let me see here, gender bias. Wow, so admitting that Democrats are sexist. Okay, when can we get to the, can we get to the point that we're all human beings? We're not white, we're not black, we're not yellow, we're not brown, we're all humans. We need to start acting like human beings. We all need to start acting like Americans. Well, if I was a male, I'd be, wow, well, Hillary Clinton got the nominee. Oh, wait, no, she, you know, she, Joe Biden, no, Bernie Sanders should have had the nomination. She stole it, so, but, you know. Who cares? If I agree with you and I like you, I'll back you. I would vote for a Democrat if they stood by principles I believe in. The content of the character. Just because you have an R in front of your name or D in front of your name doesn't mean anything. You can be an independent and candidate and say, well, I believe in 100% government controlling everything, to where, you know, if you, the housing is controlled by the government, they tell you where you're going to live. You know, when I become president as an independent, I'm going to, you know, you're going to be assigned where you live. So the house you have may go to someone else. Oh, wow, I'm an independent. I'm very libertarian. But guess what? I'm not going to support that person. Hello, Tom. What's up, brother? Hi, Wata. What's up, Misty? If you're watching, thank you so much for tuning in. We got to get past this notion that, oh, I can't, well, I support Trump, but I don't support 100% of everything he's doing. His first attorney general pick, I didn't support. Yeah, he's doing stuff via executive order. Yeah, I agree with that. What he was doing, what he was not, let me rephrase that. I didn't agree with what he was doing. I agreed with what he was passing. Okay. It's only a matter of time before you get someone in there that is going to do executive order for things you don't agree with. I mean, there's talk today that Kavanaugh is scared and he's leaning left on all these issues. Three issues where he's leaned left. And if there's 15 issues that come up, and if he continues to do nothing but side with the left side of the panel and be very left on everything he does, then I have a problem with it, because we need to have a judge that follows the law. Okay, is Obamacare legal? If it's a tax, yes. If it is a law, no. Basically, they can force you to wear a purple tutu, and if you don't use, you have to pay a fine. It's a tax. And that's, you know, we need to have someone that follows the law. I want to get into some CBD hemp flower and stuff like that when I get into the cannabis portion of the program, before I get into the Premier League portion, but you got to follow law. I mean, I want liberal justices to vote on the right side of certain issues, if that's the right way to vote. If the left view is the right way to vote, you need to vote left. I'm tired of this. Well, you have, because you're a Trump supporter, you have to support everything he believes. No, you don't. I hope, as a liberal, if you see Joe Biden, you say, well, I would support him on this, but not that or that. But then AOC, I mean, if you believe stuff that comes out of like Joy Behar's mouth, then it's because you're paying attention. But it's one of these grand things. Oh, it's if I was a man, I'd be higher up in the polls. So people are only voting based on gender. Well, there are a lot of people that will come out and point blank say, well, you know what? Guess what? I voted for Barack Obama because he's black and I'm black. And if you don't believe me, the black turnout in the 2016 election was down. Why? Because there was no black running. There were crap tons of people when Obama won those presidencies. I vote for Barack Obama. Well, who's his running mate? They couldn't even tell you. But then you have people that believe Bill Nye the Science Guy. You know, okay, I used to like watching that show when I was a kid. I wasn't a kid, I was in college. But it was kind of fun. But now when you think back and you look at it, you're like, wow. And then when you had, he's saying the earth is on fire. I guess I like Bill Nye because I grew up with Mr. Wizard's World. And that was kind of like a sciencey thing, you know. But you have Bill Nye, oh, the earth's coming to an end, it's on fire, we need to do something. You know, watch interviews from the founder of the Weather Channel. Not the CEO now, the founder, the guy that founded it, who has degrees in earth science and stuff. And he was on CNN, and he ripped them a new bunghole. Guess what, folks? Yeah, you're not going to fool me on this global warming scam. It's not real, but it's great. I love it. Now, should we? Yes, you see, there's a two-side issue here. Yes, you can be someone that says and knows that global warming is a scam, but you can also be on that same side of the people that don't believe in the global warming that says, hey, we need to build a contraption that goes out into the ocean that collects a lot of the plastic and garbage. We need to clean up our oceans. We need to reduce, reuse, and recycle. We need to plant trees. We need to do that stuff. What a concept. You can have a two-way street. You can be one that says global warming's fake, but also support being conservative with our resources and our land and reduce and reuse and recycle. What a concept. Because I had someone, oh, you don't believe in global, oh, the world's going to come to an end and all stuff. And I'm like, and I said, wait a minute, where does someone who does not believe in global warming, because it's a scam, where does that mean that I don't care about reducing and recycling? If you're so big into reducing, then why aren't you in support of going back to the glass bottles with the Coke where you return them and you get a deposit, and the milk where it gets delivered to you and you drink the milk in a glass container and you set it back and they take it back and they sterilize it and wash it, or if they have to, they melt down the glass and make another jug and start all over again and reuse that over and over like they used to. No, there is a two-way street here, and that's what a lot of people don't get. Don't forget, also, if you're watching on the conversation, whether it's on Blog Talk Radio or on here, like, high five, whatever, say whatever you want to. If you got questions, you can ask them. You know, I can't tell who's on here. it'll show like no viewers or one viewer, and then when it's done, it says I have like 75 people to watch or whatever. So, you know, so I know who's out there or whatever. But thank you all so much for tuning in. But you know, we have this notion that everything's a one-way street. If you like Trump, you have to support 100% of what he does. If you don't believe in global warming, you have to be for trashing the environment and trashing this earth. And it don't make sense. It's like wiping before you poop. It don't make sense. I hope someone on the left doesn't agree with 100% of what a candidate says. Hope they disagree with things. Well, I support her in about 80% of the issues, but here's 20% that I'm not really on board with. You should have that. There should be that. A new poll shows that Trump is holding on to working class voters against Joe Biden. What a concept. Because someone asked me, well, are you way better off under Trump? I bet you're not. And I said, I have more money in my pocket now because of Trump. The dollar is not as valuable as I want it to be. The spending power of the almighty fake paper currency is not as valuable as I want it to be, but you know, the whole point, see, this paper currency used to be an IOU saying, I will pay you real currency. But my point is, yes, we have money in our paychecks. I have more income coming in. I got a tax return for the first time in a long time. But my point is, the value of the dollar is not that valuable. I just look back to, I remember when I could get candy bars on sale for like 40 cents, 35 cents. Now they're like $1.39. You know, this country is getting better, but the dollar needs to be strengthened more. It needs to be more valuable than it is. I mean, it's obvious. He's bringing back jobs. He's not perfect, but he's doing something. He's going in the right direction. But, you know, you have someone like BS, Bernie Sanders, that's, okay, he's been in office how long? 50-plus years, and now he's going to finally fix something? Look at Nancy Pelosi. They try to ban this video and block it. Well, she's like, well, when Bill Clinton was having all the issues with Monica Lewinsky, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I refer to my previous statement on that. I refer to my, you know, when they had all the findings from the courts, you know, when they had like the Mueller report, when they had that report on Bill Clinton, Nancy Pelosi's like, we need to have access. Bill Clinton's administration needs to have access before that is made public. Well, when Trump was in the same boat, roles were reversed. Trump should not have access to that. He's just going to edit it, and they're going to only leave in there what they want. It's amazing. I could do a 5-day show on just all the take anything that ever happened during Trump's presidency, and I can show you the left supporting it one way when it's Bill Clinton or Al Gore or someone on the left, but when it's Trump, they're the other way. They're like, oh well, Bill Clinton, we need to have the report so we can cut and paste it and make it say what we want it to say before it's released, where Trump, he shouldn't have that option. I mean, it's this America that people are fed up with, that they want to have a real America. They want to, I mean, we're one step from the people saying, okay, enough's enough. What has the government done for me? What have Democrats done? Because most people, even a lot on the left now, are saying all they've introduced is stuff to impeach Trump. They're not trying to make this country better. They're not. Where's their, like I said before, why do Republicans, why are they trying to bring forth a health care bill? They don't want to. They're not going to be on it. So are Democrats. They're not going to be on that bill. So why do they want it? Just think of this. Deuteronomy 7:9. Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is the faithful God. He keeps us covenant for thousands of generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commandments. That's what God does for us, not a government, not. But of course, we have this group of people that just think that the government's going to fix everything. Don't worry. You know, we have this notion that it's a one way or another, and it's not. I mean, Cory Booker has basically come out and saying that thoughts and prayers for crime victims is BS. And politicians that offer their thoughts and prayers, if that's what they're doing, since they're not trying to ban a gun, then how dare they? How dare they? How dare they? Thoughts and prayers. So what are you doing, Cory Booker, to try to stop gun violence without taking guns away from law-abiding citizens? What are you doing to ensure that these tens of thousands of people who are mentally ill, who are not on police registries, who can still get a gun, what are you doing to ensure that they can't get a firearm? You're not trying to do anything. There are many, many issues in schools where there were tons of red flags and nothing was done about it. Nothing was done to stop this person. He violated laws that could have had him picked up, but they didn't do anything about it. The police did nothing. But all they want to talk about is confiscating guns of innocent law-abiding citizens. Because they want to take away your guns because they know that they're one step from being thrown out of office by we the people. Because they're seeing that the American people are waking up to how useless this government is. And they are. And that's what's incredible. I will say this. I'm surprised that we have an actress, Felicity Huffman, who actually pleads guilty to college admissions scandal, where she supposedly paid money to boost her daughter's SAT scores. Why not? I mean, she could have her daughter's score boosted to 1,500 or whatever the SAT scores are. Okay? Doesn't mean anything. She could be MOMH. You could boost her. She could have a perfect SAT and she could go to school at Harvard. Dark. Okay? And how did this person get 1,500 perfect SAT? Okay, but it's just, I mean, so what if she gets 1,500 on the SAT if it's paid for? If she's retarded, how is she going to pass at Harvard? I'm just saying. I mean, if she continues to pay for good grades and gets a degree because her parents paid for her classes to be passed, that's one thing. But, you know, you could pay to get me into Harvard, I'd probably flunk out because I'm not a school person. I'm not a school nut. It's got to be something I'm into. That's why culinary school adapted to me because, okay, you're in the kitchen at 6 in the morning. You're in class till 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. Then you got to, well, normally you get like a break to go eat. Then you finish up class. Then you got homework 5 hours to do. So from 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12 to 1. 1 o'clock, you get your homework done if you're fast. 1 o'clock, but then you got to be up at 5 to be at class by 6 and start the whole process all over again. Until you go to another class, and then it varies. But you learn by doing. So, we got about a half an hour left in the program, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation wherever you are.
Hello?
I believe I have a caller. You there?
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, you want to discuss a bit about going on the contrary to the vaccine and your belief on the whole issue?
What was that again? I didn't hear that.
Maybe you want to discuss a bit about going on the contrary to the vaccines and your perspective on the issue.
On the issue of what? I didn't catch that.
Vaccines. Vaccination.
Vaccinations?
Yes. And what's going on in the country currently?
I believe vaccinations are a great thing. I believe there are like the flu vaccine. I've seen people who have been messed up because of a flu vaccine. I've seen some people who have had
issues with vaccines. Have you listened to some of the documentary done by the anti-vaccination groups?
Yeah. But I'm not...
And you see,
it's one of those where I'm not like 100% one way or the other. I believe you need to take all the evidence into account and make your own decision. Because there are a lot of things like people who don't believe in vaccinations, and because of that, 100% are against all vaccinations, that we've had measles and mumps and some of these things come back. So
governments force people to take vaccinations. Is that your point of view?
Yeah, I believe that vaccinations are good, but there are, just like any prescription. Prescriptions are good, but there are some side effects, and you need to be aware that there are some people that will have negative side effects to a prescription, just like there will be some people that will have a negative side effect to some vaccines.
So you believe governments will be forcing people to take to vaccinate themselves and the children?
I don't think a government should force anyone to vaccinate the kids. I think it should be your choice. I don't believe in the government controlling you or telling you what you can or cannot do or what you have to do. Do you think they should?
No, not at all. But why are so many states coming out with all these laws? Forcing parents to vaccinate the kids, salary exemptions.
I think they want to try to protect people, and I think they're trying to say, okay, look at some of these diseases that we had pretty much wiped out because of vaccines are now making a comeback. And we want to, for the betterment of the people, you know, say, hey, you have to get this for the betterment of the people, whether you want to or not. And I don't necessarily agree with it. Now, I've not seen any studies or evidence that states that, okay, if someone has the measles and you've been vaccinated to not get them, can you still get them from someone that has them? I don't know. I would have to do more research on that to find out, because I've had some people question that, like, well, if vaccines really work, then your vaccine would protect from my non-vaccinated kids, so you would never have anything to worry about.
Wow. Well, there's so many people that are coming out and saying their story, how the severe side effects. I mean, that's, the government gives out millions and billions of dollars to compensate people that have been affected by the vaccination. That's like like failure.
Yep. And I always tell people to do your homework and do your research and find out and make your
plan. Because in New York, California, and a lot of states, it's becoming mandated without any exception. So you can do your research and then move away from your hometown, because you can't live in New York, California, or a lot of other states if you're not going to let yourself be forced to vaccinate you and your kids.
Yeah. And that's sad.
That aligns with the liberal belief of freedom of all kinds of to accept and love all kinds of people, minorities. Is that in line with their beliefs? To free to force people to do something and not understand that they were the anti-refugee people? That's as well in line with the liberal belief.
Yeah.
If you have to love all minorities, then what about the anti-refugee minority?
Yeah. Now, here's a question I have. If a vaccine was made with a pork product, would a Muslim be forced to use it because they don't believe in pork? Or would a Jew person be forced to use it because Jewish don't believe in pork either? Would they be exempt? Or would Jewish people or Muslims be
exempt? Like if somebody goes through a very severe issue in his family with one of his children due to the vaccine, they're taking away his medical exemption too and the religious exemption. So basically, it's like a bit like communism and socialism.
Because I know, like the flu shots, I've always been told if you're allergic to eggs, you can't get a flu shot. That there are certain things that are in there that they tell you you cannot get it if you're allergic to this because it contains it. And they tell you that point blank, so you couldn't get that. Whether that's true now or not, but back like 3 years ago at my work, they said if you are allergic to eggs or something else, you can't get a flu shot.
But so many people come out and say their personal stories, and with severe injuries and deaths caused by vaccine. And wouldn't that, like even if measles is a bad disease, and it's a severe disease, but wouldn't it be better to just let the measles, let it come, the natural disease, and save people from dying from the side effects of the vaccine?
Yeah. It's bad. I mean, I just think it's just one more thing they try to do to run your life and control you. And
why in other countries like Europe and England, there's much less of this, mandate and everything. And it's very accepted. People don't pay vaccine and don't vaccinate in Europe and England. But then in USA, it's very becoming mandate.
Yeah. It's sad. Because I think you should have the right. I know, I don't know how people live in New York or California where they're saying you wonder if you're technically allergic to something that's in the vaccine, I don't know how they can mandate you take it. If you're definitely allergic to something in the vaccine, how can they make you take it?
They said that last year 49,000 claims of severe injuries caused by vaccination, and that's only the government backs that information.
Yeah.
They say only 1 out of 100 cases are being reported because the doctors don't want to believe that, and that it's true. So one out of 100, that will come out of 1,000 cases in the USA being reported every day. Severe injury caused by the vaccine.
Wow.
You know, people have to do their research and check it out.
They need to.
A lot of great commentaries today that explain the opposition side of not taking the vaccine.
Yeah. Because I've been following that kind of closely recently, because there have been a lot of places that, like, because I work at a healthcare facility, a continuing care facility, and there's a lot of things we have to do and get because we're around a very big populace of people that have weakened immune systems and stuff. So you have to be vaccinated for certain things, and we have to get TB tests every year and all this stuff. So, you know, and it's just, and there's stuff that they want to try to mandate us to do and stuff. So I try to keep my eye out for all this stuff to find out whether if it ever gets to the point where we're forced to or not. People should at least know the facts and say, hey, this is the facts. This is what's up. I mean, it's just sad that we're getting to a society where they want to try to run your life and control you and own you and say, hey, you have to do this, you have to do that. And so, it's crazy. I mean, because I live in a state, because of the 2018 Farm Bill that they passed, hemp CBD flower is technically legal nationwide as long as it's below 0.3% THC, and I'm a huge cannabis supporter. And in Indiana, they've, as of I think it's July 1st, it's being banned because since it looks so close to the CBD and the hemp and the marijuana plant look so close that they can't distinguish that the cops wanted it banned, because there's going to be people that are just going to be dealing in marijuana saying it's CBD, and it's going back to, well, they asked the mayor and the governors and stuff, what do you think about making something that's federally legal illegal? And he goes, well, you know, the cops want it, so that's what I'm doing, and this and that. And it, you know, and it's kind of, you know, because there are states that say, hey, we need to federally mandate vaccinations, and then other people say, well, we should have a say in it since there's so many reported cases of serious side effects. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. Because I think everyone should have a choice in what they do with their body. You know?
Yes. What about the latest investigation that are being beginning to watch?
About what? What investigation?
The latest investigation, the FBI.
The FBI? I think that there's a lot of the FBI. It's corrupt. There's major stuff going that's not, and I think they need to be. I mean, you need to have, like I've always told, if you win the lottery, you need to have somebody that's watching finances. You need to have someone that he doesn't know you have someone watching him, so to make sure he's not just robbing you and stealing you blind. Yeah, the FBI is.
Why didn't Attorney General William Barr open a special counsel?
I think he's going to, and I think he needs to, because he needs to find out what's going on. Why was this stuff with Hillary being allowed to kind of just go under the table? Stuff with Obama just kind of went under the table and wasn't investigated.
Do you really believe that eventually in the near future maybe there will be the charge against President Barack Obama or President candidate Hillary Clinton?
I honestly don't think anything will come of it. I hope so, but I really don't, because there's evidence, you know, everyone is going after and attacking Trump and his kids and his family, and no one has a problem with it.
If President Trump will be wearing President-elect Hillary Clinton's shoes, do you think that he'll be in prison day one?
I think so. But like Joe Biden, he's supposedly being investigated, and he's like, well, if you go after my son, then, you know, how can you go after my son? It's wrong if you go after my son. Well, how? And it's that. I mean, you have...
You think this is essentially prosecuted regardless of who the parents are? If you did a crime, then you get prosecuted. It doesn't make a difference who your dad is.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, and that's, you know, if Hillary Clinton did something wrong,
well,
then
the Democrats believe that if your dad is a respected man, then it's not suitable to get prosecuted.
Yeah, and that's wrong. That's wrong. I don't
sounds a bit like China, like the communist country, North Korea.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean. You know, it's because, I mean, I hate the fact that they feel like they can get, I mean, and I feel like Hillary Clinton said at one time, she goes, if Trump gets in, we're all going to hang, I'm going to hang by my toes like Mussolini, and if I go down, I'm taking half of D.C., and no one talks about that. So if she goes down, so she basically said, if I get prosecuted, so I've probably done something wrong. And if I go down, I'm taking half of D.C., well, how can you take half of D.C. with you unless they've done something wrong? And no one, you know, she basically said, hey, if I'm going to get hung and go to prison, I'm going to take half of D.C. with me, which means D.C. is corrupt. And I guess I see a lot of celebrities that get special treatment, not all of them, sports players, some of them get special treatment because of who they are. And I feel like a lot of politicians, if I was to do what they do, I'd be in prison. And they get away with it. It's called government. It's called business. Do you see that? Oh, my caller was dropped. But, you know, that's what I see. I really see that. I see that there are politicians that can do stuff that if I was to do it, I'd be in prison. So, but, you know, I mean, he brings up a great point, because I've talked about this before, about the vaccinations and all these things that we're kind of being forced to do, and how, well, hey, no, we're wanting to take away your guns to protect our kids. No, you're not. How is taking a gun from me going to protect a kid when I'm not the one that's going to kill a kid? It's like saying, okay, we're going to keep law-abiding citizens away from children so that the kids don't get molested, but the child molesters, they're just going to have their way with them. That makes sense. Like, wipe before you poop don't make sense. Got about a couple minutes left, and I'm going to get some English Premier League news. I want to thank you so much for tuning in where you are all around the world. So if you're waiting for the Premier League, going to come up here in about a couple minutes, but I just want to finish this a little bit, because we have like Joy Behar's coming out saying that, like, well, if you like banning abortions is setting women back 75 years. Okay, here's the thing. It's called responsibility. If you're not ready to have a kid, don't have sex. Okay? Plain and simple. If you're not ready to accept the consequences of your actions, don't do it. You know, don't sit there and go out and get with a girl, and then you realize, oh crap, all I got is this balloon in my pocket because I forgot a condom. Well, let me see, oh, it won't fit, so screw it, we're just going to do it anyways. Well, she's pregnant, so since I screwed up and we had sex anyways, well, instead of taking responsibility for your action, we're going to scramble the brains up and kill the kid. That's what's, you know, this is this world we live in. This is the world we live in. You're going to be vaccinated. Okay, well, let me, okay, well, I would take anyone from the, okay, if you want to mandate vaccinations, then I want you to be here and I want you to take a vaccination. I want to go to a drugstore and I want to take, and I want to, I'm going to pick the drugstore at random and we're going to have you get a random vaccination so it can't be like nothing in it, so you don't get the same one so you get the same one everyone else gets. You know, I have no problem with Obamacare if the government's going to be on it. If the politicians' plans are X-nay and they have to go to Obamacare.org and try to sign up, if they're gonna have to go through the same crap we have to, then I'm okay. I have no problem with politicians passing laws as long as they have to abide by them too. But no one wants to take responsibility. And how dare you stop a woman who wants to use abortion as a contraceptive? If you have kids in the house, they probably shouldn't hear this, but, you know, if you want to have fun without the consequences, grab dildos, okay? Don't sit there and go to Planned Parenthood. My boyfriend, we were having fun in the car, and since all he had was a balloon, he didn't have a condom, it wouldn't fit. We just kind of, okay, we just did it, and now I'm not going to be responsible and take care of my kid because of the action. So we need to kill a kid who's not born, who's a living heartbeat. Since we're not going to take responsibility for actions, we're just going to have to kill. That's what's wrong with this society. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to now move on to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, Manchester United, and a lot is going on. I want to give a shout-out to Mark Goldbridge tomorrow. He's living out my dream to be – he's going to play on the pitch at Manchester United with a group of players and stuff. And I guess they don't know who they're playing, but I'm going to follow them at 2 o'clock on Twitter. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I want to watch his transfer daily because it's at 7 a.m. and I think it's like 1 o'clock in the morning our time. But at like 2 o'clock, I want to follow him on Twitter because I guess he's going to be on the pitch. But I don't think they can video, but they can share like some photos and stuff, I guess, and to see who he's playing against, because it might be some old players like Andy Cole and stuff like that. So who knows? It's going to be, man, living the dream, man. I'd love to be able to. Someday I will have enough money to go see a match at Manchester United. But there's talk about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer wanting to sell Anthony Martial, and the Glazers have said no and nixed it. Is it true? It's coming out of the Daily Mirror, actually. And they're not bad. They're not the most reliable source, but they're not, like, fake either. In England, a lot of, like, Sky Sports, I believe about 10% of what they say when they talk about football, right? Yeah. But anyways, and, you know, and it's like people say, what do you stand on Ollie? Should they have waited till the end of the season and maybe gotten Pochettino or this or that? What's my thoughts? And I'll put it like this. We let Ander Herrera go, who's basically like, hey, you twisted my arm. I had no choice. Anthony Martial is a decent player. I'm a great player. You have Alexis Sanchez sitting on his butt making £400,000 a week. And I can't get close to that, and I'm on the pitch, and I'm doing something for the club. Mm-mm. Hey, you let my contract run down. PSG is going to pay me more than you would. Bye-bye. I love the club, and I don't want to leave, but you force my hands. You know. If come next season, game one of next season, on that pitch, we have Static Matic, we have Juan Mata, We have Jones. We have Ashley Young. We have Marcus Rashford. We have a Lukaku playing in the first game. I'm going to be okay. And Ashley Young has the armband. I'll be like, I don't know if I can continue to back up a manager like that. And he won't last. And we'll probably go down. I mean, if this was mid-season, if this was March, and we still had games to go, we would probably end up in 10th by the time the season was over. I mean, there is massive, massive talk that Cutie Bowie is going to sign with United. And until it's until he's got a jersey and he's holding up the jersey and he's had the physical, I'm not. But there's a lot of credible sources, and I guess in the minute he's going to go into these actual sources that really think. And he was someone that Jose Mourinho really, 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 really wanted. And I think we will get him. We've been linked to De Ligt, and if we can do that deal, then I think Pogba could go. And if he goes, I don't know, because his manager is up in the air. But I haven't looked into the article because I was so busy at work. But supposedly Man City has done something illegal, and if it turns out to be true, they're going to be taken out of the Champions League for a one-year ban, which would get us. If in the Champions League, as long as Arsenal does not win the Europa League, but, you know, in a way, I want us in the Champions League, but in another way,
Chelsea, I don't want Arsenal.
But in a way, I want to be in the Europa League because that's where we deserve to be. We're not good enough. And if we end up getting in the Champions League, So what? We got a lot of work to do at United. There is a virus. Someone in there is basically a virus in that club that is disturbing it. We have no leader. We have no one that's putting a captain's armband on and saying, I'm United, we're United, let's go. That want to earn the shirt. That's like, okay, sorry, Ollie, but I'm not good enough. Here, have the shirt. You know, it's all about effort, effort, effort. Okay, put me in a Manchester United jersey. I might give 100%, but my 100% will be going up and down the pitch 3 times. I'd be collapsing, and my legs would be seizing up, and I'd be in so much pain, I'd be hurting because of my myopathy. But, hey, I'm giving my heart and soul. You can have effort, but if you suck, what does it get you? Now, you know, I think Daniel James and I think Cutie Bowie are two that I think we could easily get at United. You know, Jadon Sancho, I've heard. And, I mean, imagine, I would be like, if I was Ollie, I'd be like, hey, look at this. Look at this. 90 seconds left. You can be a group of players that helps turn United around. It's going to be more than one summer transfer. We got a lot of problems at United, and I think it would be a huge uphill battle for Zinedine Zidane if he wanted to take it over. Now, look, I want to look into. Now, if we're going to get a director of football, we need to look at the old goalie, Eric Van der Sar. He is the director of football for Ajax. He took them almost to the Champions League finals. He is proven. I'm tired of, David Beckham, let's have him as director of football. He would suck. Just because you're an ex-player doesn't make you a great manager. Because you're a dominant ex-player.
What if he would be awesome?
Well, he hasn't done anything in football since he left.
Football.
Yeah, but
that'd be like someone going into a kitchen.
But it's basically with like 10 seconds left. You're basically saying that this person goes from state to state to state all over and recruits. He's never done it before, so he doesn't know what the heck he's doing. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.
You know what?